Massachusetts Bay, 1774 to February 1775. Boston was a hotbed of early revolutionary activity. This 1775 plan of the town and harbor of Boston is the first recorded British map showing the battles of Lexington and Concord. The belligerents are seen exchanging fire at Concord near piles of supposedly destroyed stores. Columns of troops are shown returning to Charlestown, and encampments are depicted as tents and cannon. Interest in the causes and progress of hostilities was high on both sides of the Atlantic. The province of Massachusetts Bay had been rife with unrest in late 1774 and early 1775. In the aftermath of the Boston Tea Party, the British Parliament passed coercive legislation to reassert authority over the King's colonies, and Massachusetts in particular. These intolerable acts met with escalating resistance, including establishment of the extra-legal Massachusetts Provincial and First Continental Congresses. Thomas Gage, then royal governor, sought to decrease the likelihood of violence by seizing armaments and powder from key American stockpiles. Instead, it sparked patriot outrage. Silas Deane sent a letter to Patrick Henry, a fellow lawyer and member of the First Continental Congress, on January 2, 1775. Deane's self-described tedious letter asserted solidarity with Massachusetts resistance and indicated that colonial governors were receiving orders from London to seize imported arms and ammunition. In accordance with the coercive or intolerable acts, the governor appointed a new council to oversee Massachusetts. Revolutionary poet Mercy Otis Warren responded with a farcical play titled The Group, 1775. Being a withering satire of the council and supporters of royal policies. Her representation of Thomas Gage, as Scylla, reveals him struggling between his duty and his awareness of the just liberties of the people.
"And shall I rashly draw my guilty sword and dip its hungry hilt in the rich blood of the best subjects that a Brunswick boasts? And for no cause but that they nobly scorn to wear the fetters of his venal slaves."
Upon receiving news of the First Continental Congress and other treasonous activity, Parliament issued the Humble Address, stating that the province of Massachusetts Bay was officially in open rebellion.